NATO, NAFTA, NIMBY, COVID, POTUS, FLOTUS, ASCAP, AWOL, acronyms are everywhere. It's hard to imagine our language without them. Yet there was a time that English speakers had no concept of acronyms, and it wasn't all that long ago. Greetings and welcome to Christy the Wordsmith. Before we start examining a roster of acronyms, a definition of the word may be in order. And here I'll enlist the help of Paul Dixon, fellow verbivore and author of countless word books. He writes, "Acronyms are best described as pronounceable formations made by combining the initial letters of a string of words." And so, from the initial letters of North American Trade Organization comes the acronym NATO, perfectly pronounceable as NATO. The Oxford English Dictionary traces the first printed appearance of the acronym NATO to 1949. It was in that decade that English speakers developed a near mania for the abbreviation style, fueled in large part by wartime events and technologies. A classic example is radar, which began life as an acronym of the phrase radio detection and ranging, a type of radio wave detection system. Suggested by two U.S. Navy commanders in 1940, radar became so widely accepted that we no longer treat it as the acronym it really is. Join me next time for a dive into the alphabet soup of acronyms. I'm Christy the Wordsmith.
Christy the Wordsmith is sponsored by the Gelhausen Family Foundation, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and Zoot Enterprises of Bozeman, Montana, a global provider of advanced decision management solutions for the financial services industry. ZootSolutions.com.